You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is February 23rd, 2026. Hope you're doing well. Hopefully you're avoiding the Trump's Gestapo as it rampages across the country and murders people and breaks the Constitution in half. So anyway, I'm doing fairly well myself. I've been pretty involved with a bunch of other things, non-website related, but potentially very profitable, so we'll see what happens there. Before we get started, of course, I'm going to encourage you to join the Hierarchy University Discord, which continues to grow, continues to develop new features and new discussions of things, and so it's a good way to connect with other people, meet alphas and faggots there, things like that. So I definitely encourage you all to join that. It's free. Anyway, I've been on a little bit of a rampage over the last few days regarding the topic of true alphas versus fake alphas. How to spot them, why you need to be alert about this issue, some of the problems I'm seeing. It's really bothering me, and I have just had enough. Part of the reason why I've kind of gone on this rampage is because of the Discord, because I've seen a lot of alphas show up, well, they call themselves alpha, show up on the Discord, pick all they do is push a button. I'm alpha, and that's it. Well, I'm afraid that there's a lot more to that than just pushing a button or pretending to be alpha. And I wanted to put this, I wanted to codify this to some degree so that it can be a reference point for faggots and alphas, honestly, about what the expectations are for alphas, because there are expectations. And no, it doesn't have anything to do with their dick size, which faggots are constantly gravitating about. You know, they're like saying, oh, he has a small dick, so he can't be alpha. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? It has nothing to do with dick size. But it does have something to do with physicality, so we're going to get into some of that. But over the last few days, I conducted a very successful X-Space on the topic, and I got some very powerful true alphas in that space. You can listen to that on my Patreon or on the Discord server. And I also conducted a roundtable discussion on the Discord server yesterday. And there were a couple of excellent alphas contributing to that as well. So it's a topic that I think is not being addressed. Part of the reason why is because faggots are conditioned by their situation as faggots to not question alphas. When a man presents himself as an alpha, or he says, I'm a master, or I'm an alpha, we're conditioned by our situation in hierarchy to just say, okay, yes, sir. And they expect that. And that's particularly true online, where a lot of men are online pretending to be alpha and expecting that level of instant respect that an alpha generally receives automatically from faggots, which is not earned. They're not earning it. They're putting on a costume like a child puts on a costume at Halloween. You know, that child is not really a witch. It's just wearing a witch costume. And that man is not really an alpha. He just is online behind an avatar or behind, doctored photos or whatever, stolen photos, whatever, pretending to be alpha, or saying he's alpha. And I mean, Phenom in social media has a lot to do with the problem we're seeing here. Phenom, I mean, I've had plenty of problems with Phenom. Obviously, I've never been shy about expressing my problems with Phenom. But one of the bigger problems with Phenom is it has created this idea that a guy can make quick money by just getting on there, calling himself an alpha, showing his feet, showing his armpit, you know, cussing out faggots and calling them faggots and then getting money. That's not alpha, okay? I mean, it might be, it might resemble what alphas might do, but it's not true alphahood. They don't know what they're doing. They're just imitating what they've seen in the Phenom scene. And it becomes a feedback loop. It's like, they're like trained monkeys, basically, imitating what they've been taught or what they see. You know, oh, that monkey gets the treat whenever it does, it pushes that button. Well, I'm going to do the same thing. Well, that's not alphahood, okay? Alphahood, being alpha, is an inborn condition of a man. That there are lots of factors that go into that, like genetic superiority, okay? I mean, some men are just simply built better than other men. They're faster, they're more athletic, they're stronger, they're more dominant, more aggressive naturally. And generally speaking, when a man is born like that, it manifests in his life. You know, people gravitate toward him socially. You know, he is the life of the party, the center of attention all the time in his daily life. He goes to the gym and he works out and he maintains a certain level of physical upkeep to basically mirror the alpha that he is inside, right? And this all comes naturally. It's not something he sees on Instagram or on Phenom. It's what he wants to do for himself because he knows he's alpha. He knows that he is better than other men. And so he strives for he strives for perfection within himself as much as he possibly can achieve it. That is alpha. You can see it just in how they carry themselves. And this is something that I've tried to reinforce through my efforts on the website. I've tried to provide lots of examples of true alphas. The site has tons and tons of stories of true alpha males, straight and gay, who embody the traits, the physical and emotional and mental traits of an alpha. Go read them, okay? Like, you will see the difference when you study it the way I have. Now, I've been blessed in my life. I've been owned by a couple of them were god alphas for sure, but they were all exceptional alpha males and exceptional masters who didn't, like, crush my head into the carpet with their feet all day and night, every single day. There's more to it, you know. These men were responsible. They were they cared about me as their property. They taught me and trained me. They helped to help me to accept what I am and what the difference is between them and myself. They were instrumental in helping me understand purpose. And these were almost all of them were straight alphas for sure, you know. So, like, well, actually, all of my masters were straight alphas, but the other alphas, there are a couple of gay ones in there. But the point is, though, that these men gave me a sense of dignity as a faggot, a sense of self-worth as a faggot. they understood my purpose, and they didn't shame me all the time about it. I mean, you know, there's a place for some of that, but they cared about me a great deal. And that's the difference, you know. Now, I'm going to just say this, you know. The vast majority of the so-called alphas in FinDom, for instance, are fake. They are not true alphas. They wouldn't have the first fucking clue about being alpha, being a true leader. They don't know a single thing about it. I'm going to tell you this right now. I went to fucking prison, okay? I was locked up for 2 years with true alpha males. You can't fake alphahood in prison. There's no way on earth. Because when you're in that environment where you're rubbing shoulders with other males who are jockeying for positions of power hierarchically, you can't fake it. And I saw it with my own eyes. There isn't a single fucking so-called alpha in FinDom that would ever be able to top those alphas in prison that I knew. They would have been eaten alive in that situation. Those guys are Instagram alphas, if we want to call them alphas. They're Instagram guys who want a quick buck. They wouldn't be able to handle any of that shit, and I can tell you that for sure. So, like, I would cast a side eye to any of those so-called alphas in the scene. Because most of them are not. Just because they could stick a foot in the air and, like, flash it in front of a camera, or, you know, say, fuck you, faggot, pay me, or something, like, that's not alpha. They're just, like, toying with faggots, you know, leading them down this phony road, this illusion that's not real at all. And the thing about, like, with the Discord server that really is kind of teed me off is that the so-called alphas that are pretending to be alpha in the Discord server, you know, a lot of them put their pictures up. They're fat, they're balding, they're disheveled. They don't take care of themselves really. They look like nerds, some of them. Like, they're not real alphas. And here's the other thing. Almost all the alphas in the Discord server don't take charge at all, okay? What alpha does not become a leader among men, among a group of people? Especially one that's dedicated to hierarchy. Like, it's a telltale sign that they are not alpha, that they're not taking the lead. You know, true alphas are leaders, they are teachers, they are kings, okay? And these alphas I'm talking about online alphas, they're mostly fake because they don't have any leadership qualities at all. They think that being alpha is having an avatar of an alpha instead of embodying the real thing. And the problem that I'm having with it is that faggots are falling for it over and over again to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars a month to fake alphas, men who wouldn't have the first fucking clue how to be an alpha in real life, who wouldn't even be included. Let's say if a bar had a group of alphas in it, they wouldn't even be able to come near being a part of that group in real life. But they're cosplaying alphahood in the scene online. Fuck that, you know what I'm saying? They're not worth your time. My brothers out there, my fag brothers, they're not worth your time. Because I've got to get it through the minds and hearts of faggots out there. Your submission is valuable. You are not worthless as a faggot. Okay? You only make yourself worthless when you submit to fake personas online. This is why I'm always encouraging faggots to go find alphas in real life as much as possible. Because those men that are out there, they're not true alphas, and they are misleading you to, you know, they're like incels who get a gun and shoot up a school or something. They're frustrated in their own ineptitude and impotence that they have to go and cosplay some sort of aggression in order to feel like a man. They wouldn't have the first fucking clue about that at all. They don't know anything about that. And every time you give yourself to somebody like that, you are making yourself worthless. You are turning this valuable gift of your submission into something worthless. And again, it's such a... being a faggot is not a shameful thing. You're part of a larger... you're part of a larger scene in the world, right? You're basically the foundation of hierarchy. Think about this. You're the foot soldiers of hierarchy, you know? And a king is not a king without an army, right? Alphas are not, cannot be kings either without faggots. And I'm talking about straight or gay. Like, they simply are, they're not, they don't have anybody following them, right? So I just need everybody to understand that these so-called alphas are not real alphas, okay? There's most of them are fake, and I'm so disappointed in true alphas out there who are not policing the herd, so to speak. Like, I saw this in prison, okay, where I saw God alphas and apex alphas, having top-level discussions in prison where other alphas were trying to infiltrate and they were kicked out of that group. I actually saw this happen. So, like, I know what I'm talking about. I know alpha behavior. And whenever I see alphas not... you know, kicking these people to the curb, you know, it really disappoints me. Now, you know, like, when I think of FinDom, you know, I promoted Master Alpha Aesthetic 8 pretty heavily because he is the example of what I'm talking about in terms of real alphas. He is a true straight alpha male who has, and you can tell because of the way he carries himself. Carried himself. I guess he's not really in FinDom proper anymore. But he held himself above the rest of them. And he basically dismissed people who did not match his standards. And he was interested in teaching faggots. And he was interested in owning faggots. And he wasn't weirded out by... a faggot licking and kissing his feet. He wasn't, you know, or worshiping him, you know, because he was secure in himself, because he's alpha, right? These homophobic dickheads in the scene who treat faggots like they're something abhorrent and they're homophobic about it. Like, you don't understand anything about hierarchy, nor do you understand anything about yourself. And it's the difference is so clear to me that I struggle to even understand why other faggots aren't seeing this properly. But I'm trying to put something out there, start to stir the pot a little bit to get faggots to start thinking about this. You are valuable. Stop giving yourself, submitting yourself to worthless men. That's really what it comes down to. They're calling you worthless. They're fucking worthless. Actually, I said this in both spaces. I think that fake alphas, these pretenders, these cosplayers are lower than faggots. Because at least a faggot is self-aware. It's accepted itself and embraced its purpose. These people have no purpose. They're phony people. And all of you that are actually serving, actually trying to fulfill yourself, you're not fucking worthless. Okay? You can find a man who will value what you offer him. And they're out there. You know, true alphas are out there. And they will understand. They will understand what you are. You just have to go and find them. And you have to use discernment. And have some sense of pride that you are valuable. And that through your service and your faithful service of, you know, to an alpha, a true alpha, you can be valuable and you can have pride in yourself that you are being, you're fulfilling something much larger than yourself. These fucking idiots who are adopting a persona for financial gain or whatever they're doing, I don't know, but they're not worth your time. I'll give you an example, okay? And I'm embarrassed actually to tell you this story, but when I first started the website in 2015, I had never heard of FinDom, online FinDom. I didn't know anything about it. I was serving alphas in real life, and you know, I definitely did serve them financially, but that was just natural. It's natural for a faggot, right? But I had never thought about financial domination. It didn't make any sense. Online? Like, you're giving money and whatever to guys you don't know online? I was like, that doesn't make any sense. So, I came down on it pretty hard. And so, faggots were very upset with me about ripping on FinDom. And so, I thought, well, before I can really write about it authoritatively, I should try it. And so, I did spend about $3,000 over the course of a couple of weeks just trying out FinDom. The very first quote-unquote alpha that I encountered talked a good game, you know, and we had some, you know, a couple of really good conversations, you know. And I gave him $1,000, like I said. And so after that money, I spent that money, I tracked him down. And I found him on social media elsewhere. And he was not alpha in any way. Pudgy, not athletic, really young, like just like practically fresh out of high school. And like, curly hair, just like this absolute dweeb, okay? And so I said to him, I said, "You're not alpha." And he goes, "No." But he goes, "I'm trying." Well, that's not the point. Like, see, again, he was cosplaying, and it was a real eye-opener for me, you know. So I learned very quickly the dangers of FinDom, not just because of the addictive quality of it, but also because of the fakes. And, you know, I had been serving real alphas for 20 years at that point. So, like, I know the difference, and I hold alphas to a very high standard. And I was ashamed of myself for falling for it, but also I was mortified by these fake alphas who are on there pretending. They're shaming other alphas. They're shaming hierarchy. And they're not ashamed of what they're doing. They're cashing checks instead. And, like, that's sickening to me. And I refuse to accept that, and I want other faggots to refuse to accept that. You must be careful about who you're serving, because most of them are fake. So, anyway, this has been a longer podcast than normal, but hopefully you don't mind the information and my passionate plea to everybody to be careful. Anyway. Join the Discord. We'll have more discussions like this one on there. And I hope you guys have a great week. All right. Love you. Bye.